USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the House will be working on the newest stimulus bill later this week.
Democrats will not wait to move forward with the American Rescue Plan and taking the next important step in getting our country back to normal.
Schumer saying they would prefer to move forward with bipartisan support, but most Republicans are not happy with the $2 trillion price tag. The hearings are continuing on Capitol Hill to fill President Biden's cabinet. Former California Attorney General Javier Becerra is Biden's pick to lead the Health and Human Services. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is no fan of Becerra.
Mr. Becerra has no particular experience or expertise in health. His chief passion project in California seemed to be using the force of the government to attack Americans' religious liberty.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is changing the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses. The changes take effect on Wednesday. Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Brand Bank. He tells USA Radio News some of the major changes.
Well, there's been several changes. I think the primary two that I saw, there's several, but the primary two is that beginning Wednesday, only businesses with 20 or further employees can apply for the next 2 weeks. Clearly, that's pointed at, you know, encouraging truly, truly small businesses to sign up for the program. The other main change that I noticed on the press release was that there's $1 billion set aside specifically, essentially for sole proprietorships or self-employed people.
Some Alabama Amazon workers are getting support from actor Danny Glover. The visit happened yesterday as the employees are in the process of casting ballots on whether to unionize. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information, and for that, they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
If you're somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of the vaccine, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic, you're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray. Instead of, you know, creating an us versus them divide to say, all right, this is not two sides of one coin. We should look at complex issues through the many lenses of a prism. And when we do that, it's a lot easier for people to say, well, you know, I'm comfortable with the following vaccines. I have some hesitations about one or two of these.
Grant's also with a new book out titled Think Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.